This week in the Coach and Coordinator Podcast Series, we're here how to maximize our specialists, get ideas for third down, get unique drills that keep momentum in practice, what coaches need for effective coaching, and Keith talks about establishing openers. Monday in the Game Plan Series, Keith and Charlie talk to Taylor Melhalf about how coaches can maximize practice with their specialists.
Say that, like, if you walk your step straight back and 90 degree angle over, let's say you are 100 inches from the tip of your toe to the ball. If you are off by even, let's say you take an 85 degree angle or a 95 degree angle, you know, now all of a sudden you're 106 inches from the ball or you're 94 inches from the ball. Like, that's enough for you to, now you're reaching, or now you're kind of stuttering to get to the ball. And that's, you know, those are the things that you tell these kickers, man, in high school, you guys work so hard, you do so much throughout the off season. Don't miss a kick in a game because your steps are off.
Tuesday, we get another page out of Keith's notebook about third down.
The last part of this is really how I organize the information for myself on game day. And I will note in my game plan at times that I'm thinking about this certain type of run or this certain type of concept for those situations. But for the most part, I do want to plan those passes that are going to get the distance. And I can make that decision between run and pass. And again, considering the overall circumstances in the game, what we want to do in that situation. But basically what you'll see there in my game plan is that I have each passing section organized so that I know here's the passes I want to work.
Wednesday, Keith and Andy follow up the Juice series with momentum in practice with unique drills that keep high momentum with less collision for our players.
One thing I talked about on the special teams side of things, and it's an idea I got from Scott Peters, and something he uses with helping his players learn how to stay grounded with bull rush or to recover their leverage, is to use the physio ball. Have one guy hold the physio ball, and essentially there doesn't have to be a big runway, but you're going to get some momentum. That, again, is not full contact, but full speed.
Last week, we heard Keith and the doctors talk about athletes' perception of effective coaching. Well, this Thursday, they go straight to the coaches with research and ideas.
As an experienced coach, your job isn't to come in and be the savior and impart knowledge and then walk away and say, oh, I fixed it. That young guy screwed it up. You're coaching him up, too. I mean, you're part of a coaching staff. You're all there. If you're in the game for the right reasons, you're all there to make each other better. Right, so that is an opportunity, and I think we need to see it that way. As okay, I may come in and help that player get to an answer, but then I have a teachable moment for my colleague as well, that I can help him and help him understand, hey, here's what I did in this situation, and help him along the way as well.
Friday, we go back into Keith's notebook as we talk about establishing openers.
In the course of our planning in the week, we felt strongly about those plays and felt strongly that we wanted to establish our game plan on a certain set of personnel, play set, formations, etc. So really the first part is about figuring out is what you plan for all week long, what you're seeing. I think that's the first thing. You want to confirm that they didn't make any crazy changes on you. And it happens at every level, probably a little bit more at the high school level, but that you're not getting some type of junk defense to your formations. The second thing that we will look at then is how would they adjust to the personnel? Were they subbing in different personnel groups with ours? And that was kind of important to know, as we might get into some things personnel-wise that could take advantage of a base defense. And again, that probably applied a little bit more at the college level than the high school level, where we did see a lot of changing with personnel. And then the last thing I wanted to be sure to have in there, again, it could be some type of special. From time to time, we would put those in, usually about later in the sequence, maybe play 7, maybe play 10. But the other thing, too, was some type of play action shot down the field. We wanted to script one of those in. We certainly wanted to try to get a chunk of yardage, and we felt that early in the game would be a good time to do that.
We will keep providing you with relevant and practical content as the season goes forward. So subscribe to the Coach and Coordinator Podcast on SoundCloud and iTunes, as well as Google Play. Find the USA Football Coach and Coordinator Podcast on your Google Home, like this.
Hey Google, play USA Football Coach and Coordinator Podcast.
Sure, USA Football Coach and Coordinator Podcast. Here's where you left off.
Also, As the date nearly approaches, coaches, don't forget to sign up for our national conference at usafootball.com/NC19podcast. Don't forget to check out our blogs on blogs.usafootball.com.